Hello.
Hello, hey, sorry, I don't know. I didn't know where you went.
I don't know, it just kind of dropped.
That's okay, that's all right.
But well, anyway, it's something yes. I definitely want to look at. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I want to get this thing up and operational. And,
I understand that marketing is important.
But
of course,
let's get this thing up and operational, and then we'll discuss marketing.
Yes,
okay?
Of course. Of course. Well, that's the reason I'm here for you on the call, because I want you to grow. Hey, can you hear me now?
Hang on.
Hello?
Hang on. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. All right, so that is
okay.
The reason I was talking to you about it. All right, so you can let me know what you're thinking. I do understand that a lot of money is going in right now, and nothing's coming up to you. All right, that is the reason I will always suggest you the thing that is better for you. All right, I'm not taking you as one of my clients. I'm taking you one of my friends. All right, so that is the reason I always suggest you the thing that is better for you, and it's not useless for you. Because if I'm going to go and suggest you something that is useless for you, then, of course, I'm not your friend. All right, I'm just trying to go ahead and pitch in sales. All right, well, that's not what I'm trying to do over here. I'm just trying to go ahead Yes.
Yeah, I understand, and I'm not disputing that you're looking out for my interests this, that, and the other. But at the same time, let's get this thing up and operational, and then we'll go from there. And I think that honestly, I'm gonna feel more comfortable doing that, and that way we can get it operational and go from there. Because I'll be steadily adding products to this thing. And
of course, well, the marketing can run on the one end of the website. All right, you can just keep on adding the products on the other end. That won't be a problem.
Right, but what I'm getting at is what we're opening up with, as far as the products and stuff that we're opening up with, we're only going to have probably maybe 20 products. All right, I would like to have more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I would like to have more.
Hey, you go ahead, Mick.
I would like to have this thing built out a little bit more than that before we start really ramping up advertising. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do get it. All right, and that is the reason I was like, okay, well, let me just go ahead and have a word with him first, all right, and see what he is thinking about it, because your mind is what I need to know about. Like, hey, first I need to know about what he's thinking about it, all right, and then I go ahead and let you know, like, hey, I don't think that will be a good idea. I think this will be a good idea. All right, that is the reason I told you about the social media managing. All right, and then, of course, the marketing comes in. All right, because marketing, people, well, seeing is believing. All right, if they're not going to go and see anything on it, then how are they going to go and believe it? And doing a marketing without the product, then, of course, it's useless. So Go ahead.
And that's kind of where I'm at. That's what I say. Let's get this thing up and operational.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get it fully ramped up, then we're going to look at marketing it. Because the thing about it is the day you open, the appearance you have the day you open is how people will always see you. You know.
Of course.
And so if we're not where I think we need to be, I don't want to put a bunch of money into advertising. And but I do think that within about a month, we'll be ramped up and we'll have everything that we need.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm thinking and that's what I believe. Like, just wrap up with the first thing and then just go for the second one, so you have all of the attention to it, all right, and not running here and there.
Right. So.
Yes,
let's stick with that plan right there, because I think that's the way to go, and that's one reason I've kind of delayed opening my store, is because
mm-hmm.
there's some products that, well, a lot of it had to do with this stupid ass label printer, and I ain't shit, man. That label printer's been a pain in my ass, but I've got it now, and that's why,
mm-hmm.
why we're to the point now that we can.
And who's taking care of the shop, like the physical store?
Well, it'll be me to start off with, but I plan on hiring some people. I wasn't going to hire anybody until we actually got open, and we're having the square system, all that stuff. I'm having to learn that at the same time. So, I was up there today running some running some programs where we were where I was buying product, this, that, and the other, and I found out, okay, well, there's some problems here that I don't understand. I'm going to have to get to the house and get them figured out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's just stuff like that.
Understandable. And did you put the product onto the store?
Yeah, we're stocking the store right now.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, we're stocking the store. I was actually looking at a November 1st opening, but
mm-hmm.
it may not be November 1st because I'm still waiting on some city inspections. And if I can get those banged out this week, then we'll open on the 1st. If not, it'll be the next week.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good to know. That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, there's a timeline for everything, you know. And I've got one of these, you know, I've owned a retail shop before, and the day you open is the impression that you give to everybody. And if your store is a piece of shit the day you open, you're going to lose a lot of customers.
Of course. Well, I believe that when you go ahead and start your store, your website should be there as well. All right, so people can actually see and search you over the internet as well. Like, hey, yes, that guy is doing a really good job.
Yeah, I agree. Matter of fact, I'm the thing about it is there's a lot of products that are in my store that are not going on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because they're not my products. You know, it's just stuff that I've sourced. And you see what
uh-huh.
I mean? All of my products, plus there's a couple of vendors and
uh-huh.
that I've worked deals out with, and their stuff will be on my website too.
Uh-huh.
So, as it is right now, I'm fixing to send you, I'm fixing to start
mm-hmm.
getting all this email put together. As far as pictures, though, and here again, is there any kind of particular background y'all want on these pictures or anything?
No, just a simple product picture, and that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, I can do that.
Yeah, if you can just take a picture, just send it over to us. So you can have your label as well, so we can just kind of show get the product neat and clean. All right, so people, when they come onto the website, I'm pretty sure that the store is pretty clean. All right, so they can see the website
yeah.
pretty clean as well with the product. All
right,
so they're like, okay, well, yeah, you did a really good job, and they can go ahead and appreciate you.
Okay. All right. Well, let me get busy.
Sure. Take your time.
We'll holler to you there.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.